Hello, Lifebookers. This is Jordan River, and you are now listening to the Lifebook Podcast. It's Intellectual Month for 2017, so I thought this episode would be perfect. I'm going to share a list with you guys, 5 ways to sharpen your mind. Now, I chose these 5 things because they're things that you might not be doing right now. Obviously, exercising and eating right is a great way to increase mental focus, but I feel Lifebookers are pretty up to date on their health and fitness. These are things that you may not be doing that you can implement in your life to really, really improve the acuity of your mental focus. At the bottom of the list, number 5, a lot of Lifebookers are already doing this, but if you're not meditating for focus, then you should begin. People who regularly practice meditation may improve their mental focus by altering brain functions, a new study in the Journal of Neuroscience suggests. The guy who did the study was an Italian neuroscientist by the name of Giuseppe Pagnoni. He found that meditation not only changes brain patterns, but it also confers advantages in mental focus that may improve cognitive performance. He did this study with 12 Zen meditators, and then a control group of 12 people who never meditated, and did all these tests on them. He scanned their brain, and he flashed numbers in front of them, and they had to hit the button when they saw the sequence. He did all these tests, and it turns out that your VPMC, or ventral postural medial cortex, is the region of your brain that controls your focus. And the meditators had much more stable readings in this region of the brain. And when they were doing the rapid visual information processing tests with a series of numbers, guess who came out ahead significantly? The meditators. These same findings led a lot to believe that meditation and mindfulness training can be used to combat depression. And they do that by controlling the brain's regions responsible for letting the mind wander to gloomy thoughts. That same area, the VPMC, is where your mind begins to wander, supposedly. So do your meditations daily, keep your mind clear. It's a surefire way to keep your mind sharp. Next on the list, number 4, breathing. You can do breathing techniques on your morning commute, in the shower, before bed when you fall asleep. Breathing is easy and quick, and it certainly sharpens your mind. When we introduce oxygen into our blood, basically everything in our body turns up into high gear. When your blood is more oxygenated, you have more energy, you think clearer, your immune system is boosted, even your physical stamina is greatly increased. There's a clear science to mindful breathing techniques. When you take a deep, slow breath and you breathe into your stomach, you're filling your lower lungs with oxygen. And it turns out your lower lungs are at least 20% more efficient at absorbing oxygen than your upper lungs are. We as a people have learned to puff out our chest when we breathe in somehow, when in reality we should be breathing low for the most efficient breathing technique. Many strategies include holding your breath on the long exhale. This is important too because breathing isn't just about increasing your oxygen levels, it's about expelling the toxic carbon dioxide from your lungs as well. Breathing techniques like alternate nostril breathing and victorious breath are great ways to quickly and effectively sharpen the mind. Great breathing exercises that increase focus. Number 3 on the list, this is a big one for me, nootropics. Now I'm going to pronounce it nootropics because my good friend Dr. Dan Engel said it that way. People call it nootropics or nootropics, but basically a nootropic is any substance that increases focus of the mind of a healthy adult. Typically the effects relate to memory, cognition, and processing speed. In order to be a nootropic, a substance must meet 5 criteria set by Dr. Cornelius E. Gurgia, the man who coined the term nootropic. The substance must, 1, enhance memory and the ability to learn, 2, help the brain function under disruptive conditions, 3, protect the brain from chemical and physical assaults, 4, increase the efficacy of neuronal firing control mechanisms in corteal and subcorteal regions of the brain, and 5, possess few or no side effects and be virtually non-toxic. When most people say nootropics, they're referring to brain-boosting supplements. The fact is, though, that it's a really wide umbrella term, including focus enhancers like caffeine and nicotine, which surprises me because I thought it said that it's non-toxic and caffeine is in there, and is caffeine toxic? I don't know. But anyways, what I'm sharing with you today is info on those natural supplements that most people call nootropics, and they're mostly comprised of vitamins, roots, mushrooms, mushroom extracts, stuff like that. I use them and they're great. It's my understanding that everyone is different and experiences them differently. Some people say they get restless or have strange dreams or don't feel anything. I don't have any negative side effects really, and they definitely work. As an unbiased consumer, I can tell you without a doubt that they noticeably increase my focus and even give me a small energy boost with no side effects. Some brands of these nootropic supplements include Vitacern Brain Fuel, Demi-Volved mind-enhancing supplement, which I understand is very, very highly rated, by the way, and arguably the most popular nootropic, Alpha Brain by Onnit. I use Alpha Brain, and it's a bit expensive, but I know it works. I love it, and I stick to that great brand. I want to play a few seconds of a clip with testimonials from professional speakers and athletes to help you get an idea of what nootropics can do. Let's listen here.
Alpha Brain is an ideal combination of earth-grown botanicals and nutrients to optimize brain health. It has recently been validated by unparalleled clinical trial data.
We're always very skeptical coming into these things, and you know, our view is to approach this with a healthy amount of skepticism and not expect to find anything. So really the main result of the study showed that the group that was on Alpha Brain had a statistically better ability to recall words.
My ability to form sentences seemed smoother.
Joe Rogan,
my hero. It seemed like an extra gear.
The trial also showed that Alpha Brain created an optimal brainwave state for creativity, flow, and focus by improving something called your peak alpha frequency.
People that have high peak alphas talk about being sort of in the zone. And what we saw was that the Alpha Brain group had sort of higher peak alpha readings from the ERP over the 6-week duration that they were in the study.
A lot of what I need to do in the car.
Wow, that's awesome. So I seriously suggest you guys try that. I love Alpha Brain. Give it a shot. All right, moving on. Another way to sharpen your brain coming in at number 2, coffee and MCT oil. This one was a real game changer for me. First off, let me say that coffee was given a bad name by a couple of frankly false studies done in the 50s, and since then it's been disproven, and coffee's actually really good for you, and it contains that caffeine, obviously, which sharpens your brain. But what the real game changer was my coffee additive, MCT oil. It's essentially fatty extract of coconut oil. MCT stands for medium chain triglycerides, which are, quote, forms of saturated fatty acids that have numerous health benefits, ranging from improved cognition function to better weight management, end quote. Simply put, from the research I've done, it seems like essentially your brain runs on certain types of fats like a car runs on gasoline. So you need healthy fat in your diet for that brain health and function, and MCT is one of the most simple, efficient, and uptakeable ways to do that. It's just a clear, tasteless liquid, and you throw a tablespoon in your coffee, that's it. It literally prevents your midday crash from happening, and that's especially useful when you are taking it with caffeinated coffee. I've also read, and personally found, that it curbs hunger, and I don't need to snack as much. Be warned though, it's a diuretic. You have to work your way up to the full tablespoon dosage. It's really, really good for your bowels too, though. So I hope this is the first time you're hearing about MCT oil. Try it and you'll get hooked. Maybe you've already experienced the benefits. And if you have, I'm about to share a secret with you which will have even more beneficial effects. I'd like to dispel the myth that MCT is simply a purer form of coconut oil. The fact is that there are many different types of complex fats in coconut oil, and MCT just takes a few of those, the most important ones from what I understand, and upped their dosage significantly. However, there are still other very healthy fats that don't make it from the coconut oil into the MCT. Thus, the way to optimally fuel your brain is to both use coconut oil in cooking and continue to take that shot of MCT daily. I personally prefer the Bulletproof brand, Brain Octane MCT. It works really well for me. And if you can't stand coffee, you can throw them in your green drink or your smoothie. It's just great for bowel health, so check that out for sure. Coming in at number 1, the top way to sharpen your mind, cold therapy. Simply put, cold therapy changed my life. The benefits are truly innumerous, and the studies have been confirming it time and time again. The simplest way to engage in cold therapy is to start taking cold showers every morning. I live in Chicago. I like to step outside in just my gym shorts and stand in the winter. That's another really great way to do it. And I'll tell you from personal experience, the effects are threefold: physical, chemical, and psychological. The physical changes were the first thing that I noticed. You get insane energy boosts. I tend to crash in the middle of the day in the afternoons, and it rarely happens at all since I started my daily cold therapy training. I was having trouble with an injury and some bad inflammation, and cold therapy basically cured it in a matter of a week, and now I'm back on the way to the top of my game. It reduces inflammation drastically. That's actually the same science behind cryotherapy, which has proven to work really well. Supposedly it shrinks pores and keeps your skin and hair healthy, at least the showering does anyway. After only 4 or 5 days of cold therapy, I began to notice chemical changes in my body. Exposing yourself to shocking cold supposedly causes an insane amount of brain synapses to fire all at once, triggering a rush of brain energy into your mind. It brings your sharpness level to above the normal baseline, I feel. You can go from groggy to sharp as a tack with a cold shower. Just try it. Another study shows that showering is an analgesic, which I've totally found to be true. It alleviates depression significantly, and not just in the short term after the shower. If you guys have trouble with that, it's a little tip for emotional month. Take a cold shower. It's really, really good for your emotions. But I'll tell you the most important benefits, in my opinion, are the psychological ones. Researchers suggest that by starting your day by tackling a physically challenging and daunting task like taking a 5-minute cold shower, you're more likely to continue that behavior throughout the day. I've found, as have others, that taking cold showers basically increases your willpower. I'm not hesitant to tackle big tasks, I procrastinate less. Most importantly, I can control my habits and impulses better. That's no joke. When it comes to the act of cold therapy, you should try to push it pretty hard. That's kind of the point. The cold water in your shower is harmless, and you won't get near hypothermia, but it's hard to force yourself to do it. And when you do colder and longer sessions, the benefits are even greater. Build up your tolerance and work your way up to the coldest setting on your shower. I'm almost there. As far as length goes, a lot of people say 30 seconds minimum, 5 minutes optimal. Some start with a hot shower and move it to cold. That's called the Scottish shower, by the way. But I generally like to use the cold beginning to end for the psychological victory, just jumping in there. Even better than that, though, I like to step out in the freezing cold outside because your whole body gets affected instead of just one little cold hose on one part of your body. I like when I'm outside and the wind adds a psychological challenge. I really, really like that. I really, really like that. I suggest that you do that carefully. And if you want to step it up to a pro level, you can go buy a bunch of ice from your grocery store, fill your tub with it, and take an ice bath. It's supposedly amazing, and I'm working my way up to it. I can't wait to try it. So there are 5 great ways to sharpen your mind for Intellectual Month 2017. Meditation, breathing, nootropic supplements, coffee and MCT oil, and most importantly, cold therapy. Hope I've changed your habits today. Hope you add one of these things in your daily routine. I love it. I love you Lifebookers. Thank you for listening to the Lifebook Podcast. These episodes are really turning out to be a hit, so I appreciate you guys listening. This is Jordan River, and I'm signing off saying I'll see you next time on the Lifebook Podcast.